And I now give the floor to His Excellency Ib Petersen, Chair of the Delegation of Denmark.
Mr. President, Mr. Deputy Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, Denmark wishes to warmly welcome and congratulate the President of the 71st session of the General Assembly, His Excellency Mr. Peter Thomsen of Fiji. It's been an honor for Denmark to assume the presidency during the 70th session with the excellent work of Mr. Lykketoft, and we wish President Thomsen every success in leading our crucial work in the year ahead. We live in volatile times. It's upon all of us to strengthen and to make our international cooperation more effective. We must do so in order to foster a peaceful, sustainable, and rights-based international society based on the ambitious common goals that we have adopted this fall. While the challenges facing the United Nations today may seem daunting, our recent record does give cause for optimism. The adoption of the 2030 Agenda, the successful conclusion of the Paris Climate Agreement, as well as the first ever World Humanitarian Summit, have demonstrated our ability to come together to address today's global challenges. But our task is now to turn this shared agenda into real change that will benefit people around the world. With a new Secretary General coming into office, this will be a pivotal year for the United Nations. Denmark has always believed that global challenges must be addressed through effective collective efforts with a strong focus on the rights and freedoms of the individual human being. Denmark has a vision for action based on three core elements: dignity, development, and dialogue. These elements characterize our approach to the work of the United Nations, and they will guide our candidacy for the Human Rights Council in 2019 to 2021. Mr. President, around the world, many people are denied a life in dignity. Armed conflicts and violent extremism have led to human rights abuses and violations in several parts of the world. Syria, Iraq, and the Sahel region are some of the most serious and urgent crises facing us today. In many other places, violence and instability is causing immeasurable human suffering. Millions of people are subject to oppression, slavery, and trafficking by the dark forces of ISIL and other extremist groups. They require a strong and determined collective response. In Mali, Denmark contributes actively to the promotion of peace and stability. We contribute to MINUSMA, and we are engaged in long-term development cooperation with Mali. In Syria and Iraq, Denmark's engagement contributes significantly to the fight against ISIL, including also through support to local communities in the aftermath of conflict. We must ensure that military achievements against ISIL are followed up by determined and coordinated efforts to sustain peace. Without this, we will not succeed. This fall, Denmark will launch a new 3-year regional stabilization program for Syria and Iraq, and the main focus will be to support immediate stabilization efforts in areas of Iraq that have been liberated from ISIL. Our common security also depends on nations adhering to the norms and rules laid out by the United Nations, whether in the General Assembly, the Security Council, or other regimes. All countries must abide by their obligation under international law, including on non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. In this regard, Denmark strongly condemns the recent nuclear tests conducted by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and urged the international society to respond in a strong and unified manner. Mr. President, this past week, the world has come together to address the mounting challenge that millions of people are forced to run from their homes due to armed conflict, natural disasters, and poverty. A staggering 65 million people were displaced in 2015. This requires a determined and effective response from the United Nations. Denmark welcomes the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants adopted last week, underlining the principle of shared responsibilities and the importance of addressing fundamental causes of migration. Denmark is per capita among the largest humanitarian donors in the world, and we will continue to shoulder our part. Poverty and lack of opportunity are among underlying factors that lead to conflict and instability, as well as key factors in driving people away from their home. Delivery on sustainable development and eradication of extreme poverty are vital avenues towards a free, peaceful, prosperous world and to addressing fundamental causes of migration. Denmark's development cooperation is a concrete testament to our commitment to the UN and to assist the world's poorest and most vulnerable people. Since 1978, almost four decades, Denmark has been meeting the target of providing 0.7% of gross national income in official development assistance. We strongly urge many more countries to meet this goal. A preeminent challenge on the path to sustainable development is climate change. We must all take up the challenge of turning the commitments in the Paris Climate Agreement into action, bringing about immense and positive changes for planet and for people. You can count on Denmark at the forefront in this endeavor, both in terms of follow-up at home and internationally. The Danish government will put forward a motion for the ratification of the Paris Agreement in the Danish Parliament on the 5th October next month. The Sustainable Development Goals can only be achieved if cooperation is integrated across different fields and sectors. The UN development system is integrated. The UN development system must be reformed and made truly fit for purpose. The UN system must completely rethink its operational approach. Silo thinking and internal competition for resources must become phenomena of the past. Denmark firmly believes that we need a significantly strengthened focus on the role of youth. The 2030 agenda is essentially an agenda for our future generations, and the engagement of the world's youth in its implementation is indispensable. Young people possess an enormous potential and must be involved in the work ahead. We also need civil society, academia, and the private sector to support policy implementation and to provide innovative solutions and know-how. We need to engage in fruitful public-private partnerships to push implementation further ahead. Governments can play an important role in further encouraging private business and investors to contribute to the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. That is why Prime Minister of Denmark last week announced a new Sustainable Development Goals investment fund. The goal is to raise capital from private investors and reach a capital base of up to $750 million. Investments will be made across the Sustainable Development Goals to improve energy, climate, industry and infrastructure, food production and health, in order to generate sustainable growth, jobs and tax revenue in developing countries. Additionally, we need global free trade as an essential element of fostering long-term development and economic growth. Denmark is actively advocating for creating better market access for developing countries and improving business conditions, including at the World Trade Organization. In short, if goods pass borders, there's less likelihood that soldiers will. Mr. President, the effectiveness of the United Nations system, and indeed our ability to turn the promise of the Sustainable Development Goals into reality, begin and end with the readiness of its member states to work together. Addressing global challenges through dialogue is the raison d'etre of the UN, and it resonates indeed with Danish political tradition. That's why we have been strongly engaged from the beginning in the build-up of the organization, also in very concrete terms, such as the sign of the Trusteeship Council chamber next to this hall. This was done by the Danish architect Finn Juhl, and his intention was exactly to design the chamber so it opened up for dialogue among the delegates, and in doing so, promoted the UN's democratic mission. And in all modesty, we think he succeeded quite well. More than 50 years of partnerships in international development cooperation with an approach based on dialogue has taught us the value of partnership to ensure progress. As just one example, Denmark has for decades been a strong supporter of national human rights institutions, human rights commissions, ombudsmen, and other forms of independent human rights bodies from the Middle East to Africa and Eurasia, and they continue to benefit from Danish support. Gender equality and the empowerment of women are key requirements to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. This is a cornerstone of Danish foreign policy. Studies tell us that when a girl receives just one additional year of education, she can increase her earnings by up to 20%. That's important not only for her, but also for her family, her community, and her country. Denmark was extremely proud to host the Women Deliver Conference in Copenhagen earlier this year. This conference was a testimony to the importance that Denmark places on ensuring women's and girls' full and equal enjoyment of all human rights. A large number of programs, initiatives, and strategies were showcased at the conference and provided inspiration for women and men all over the world. At home and abroad, Denmark promotes the human rights and values of indigenous peoples. We stand for the rights of indigenous peoples to control and influence their own development path and to determine matters regarding their own economic, social, political, and cultural situation. Denmark is one of the strongest voices in the global fight against torture. For decades, we have ensured the successful adoption of General Assembly resolutions with further work on the elimination of torture as laid out in the Convention. Implementation is, however, key. And that is why we, together with Chile, Ghana, Indonesia, and Morocco, have launched the Convention Against Torture Initiative. Our goal is to work towards universal ratification and better implementation of the Convention by 2024. Mr. President, as the People's Organization, the United Nations needs to do better to foster trust, transparency, and efficiency. I'm proud that during Mr. Lukatov's presidency for the General Assembly, important steps have been taken to increase transparency in the work of the Office of the President, as well as in the selection process for the next Secretary General. If the UN is to remain a relevant and legitimate organization for peace, development, and human rights, we must continue on this path of increased openness and transparency. This is in the shared interest of all member states. In closing, allow me, on behalf of the government of Denmark, to take this opportunity to also pay tribute to the Secretary General, His Excellency, Mr. Ban Ki-moon. Denmark salutes the progressive leadership and the determination that the Secretary General has displayed through a difficult and very challenging period in the history of the UN. And he has tirelessly led the way for finding viable solutions to deal with these global challenges. In particular on climate change, a journey that has taken us from Bali to Copenhagen and finally to Paris, and which resulted last December in an ambitious global agreement to fight climate change. Denmark salutes the progressive leadership of and the determination of the Secretary General, His Excellency, Mr. Ban Ki-moon. It's of utmost importance that the new Secretary General will show the same determination towards forcefully addressing the challenges for the millions of displaced refugees and migrants across the world, ensuring the implementation of the 2030 Agenda, and undertaking the necessary crucial reforms of the United Nations. As we strive to reform this world organization, maybe also the world, Denmark will stand by the side of the next Secretary General and continue to support and take active and constructive part in this critical work of the United Nations going forward. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the Chair of the Delegation of Denmark for his statement. And now give the